Did you come?
It opens like that. Wait, what?
Swear to God, it opens like this. This is how it opens. So before you see anything, before you hear anything, before anything comes on, you hear whispers of a man saying, "Are you wet? I came 50 times. Did you come?" Right? And then me and a young lady was watching it, and I was like, if he came 50 times, he don't know if this bitch came once. We watched the whole documentary. It wasn't phone sex. He was fucking the bitch, but it was weird.
Well, what was this documentary about? Like, this
is actually God. Are we starting? Hi, I'm Marcus Fan, and I dabble in comedy.
What's going on, Chris Keys?
Problemos Podcast. This week on the show, I have back when me and CW were doing this show, when we were saying like, hey, let's do like, you know, 10, 15 episodes, just the two of us. Let's get in our groove with each other, and then we're gonna have guests on. And I remember CW and me both agreed. The first guests that we wanted to have on, we said right out of the gate, we're gonna be Marcus Van and Chris Keys. And it's taken a while to get everybody on the same page to be here, but I could say it lived up to what I was expecting.
Oh yeah. Lock up your daughters. It's the Problemos Podcast.
Es hora de otro podcast de mierda.
And now your host, Nick Milton.
Y ahora dos retrasados.
I can't believe you were vegan for a while.
Vegan for 6 months. I lost 25 pounds. Actually, it was the worst thing that I ever did. At my doctor, when I talked to the doctor, they said to me, hey, what's going on? Because, you know, you go for your yearly checkup.
You have the only doctor that goes, what's going on?
Yeah, what's going on? Why you're looking slim? What's going on? Like, why are you so faint?
Yeah, 25 pounds on you is going to really show.
It's going to show. I'm not a husky guy anyway. So yeah. It's just like, you know, you look faint. So he's like, what's wrong? What's going on? I said, oh, I went to switch to vegan. And he said, why? And I said, oh, because I watched the documentary, What's the Health? With the Health. And I just felt like it's not. He said, but how did you do it? And I just said, I went cold turkey. I went cold turkey. And he said, well, that's not the way to do it.
What were you eating instead? Were you eating tofu?
No. So what I would eat was, I would eat peanut butter, shakes, and salad. That was it. Peanut butter shakes for the protein and salad.
So basically you just were like depleting yourself protein big time because you're
not
getting
enough. But I felt like I was getting the protein from the peanut butter shakes.
Oh, you're getting some.
Yeah. And that was it.
Just not enough for
Yeah. And I would eat salad.
How did it affect
you? So you were killing yourself is basically what you
basically what he was no, don't do it that way. He said no. And the way he told me I have to wean myself off of meat if you're gonna do it the proper way. And, you know, it has to be balanced out. And I didn't do it that way.
What was the hardest meat you had to give up?
Steak. Love steak. I love going to nice restaurants. So it's, you know, it's bad for me.
I remember you used to always tell me when I first met you, because I was single then.
Yeah.
I remember you used to always give me tips on things that guys were doing wrong with their dating profiles. And you used to always say, you have to look like you're eating a good meal.
Yeah.
Always take pictures of you at a nice restaurant.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, because the simple fact is, who the fuck wants to be around you? You know? Unless you're in a good setting. If you're in a good setting, I mean, show what you do. We do comedy, so that's also great. I mean, that's great, but what else is a part of your life? Is eating good a part of your life? Is, you know, being at nice places a part of your life? What would someone want to take on this journey with you?
Well, if you're on a profile, I mean, you got to paint a picture of, like, you know, if you're a guy, you got to give off the impression that you've got your shit together. And yeah. like one way to do that is to have a picture of you at Del Frisco's.
Yeah, exactly. Del Frisco's is a very nice place, but...
Here you go.
Now, if you go... Now, if you do take pictures at Nursery, which is better, that's a nicer place. That's Salt Bay Guy's restaurant. I've been there a couple of times. That is a very nice place. Nobu's a great place. There's a lot of great places in New York City that you can go to.
Oh, I'm sure.
That... will show that you have a great lifestyle. But you don't even have to have a great lifestyle. All you have to do is save. You know, save up some money and go somewhere nice. Treat yourself.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't want to branch off and shit. The whole thing is, like, as long as you show a picture of yourself having a good meal, that's all it is. You don't even have to be a fancy person, but you have to give off the impression that you have your shit together.
Exactly.
It's a good way to do that. Yeah. All right, me, Porterhouse, at Del Frisco's or whatever, Ruth Chris.
Exactly.
Although I think the way you're sounding, I think that Ruth Chris is just not your style.
Well, like,
it's not classy enough for you.
No, it's fast food. That's a high end fast food restaurant. You ever seen a show called My Big Fat Fabulous Life? There's a lady.
I feel like they have like 15 different versions.
Yeah, there's a lady that has money. Like, don't get it fucked up. Her money's long. her money. She got some real money, but
and wide.
And wide. But she's also the most unhealthiest big bitch I've ever seen in my life. But she's doing things that you would say to yourself, how is she still this big? Because she's out here running businesses, doing exercising. She just eats like garbage.
Well, then you just answered your own question, man. One thing, monetary success has nothing to do with, like, keeping a proper diet. It's like two... entirely different things.
And she has a love life, which is even way more crazier.
Why wouldn't she?
This gives me a great idea. I want to get you guys... This would be fun. I'm going to tell you, since you brought up my 600-pound life, I'm going to give you a list. I'm going to give you a list of shows that are on TLC.
Oh, the worst shows in the world. All of them. First of all, TLC needs to be arrested, right? Their whole staff needs to be thrown in jail. You have pedophiles on this show, on some of these shows, right? Pedophiles. Then, matter of fact, what R. Kelly went to jail for, they absolutely promote. They have MILFs. They have a show called MILFs and Minors. R. Kelly went to jail for sleeping with minors. And now you promote a show called MILFs and Minors. It's old women sleeping with their friends' sons.
I thought you meant like coal miners.
No.
That's next month.
Yeah, that's next month. That's probably next month. But these are old bitches sleeping with babies.
When you say babies, I mean, there's got to be some kind of like legal loophole. I mean, like how old are we talking are these kids?
I guess they're all of 18.
All right, fine. So there's no real loophole. It's just like
to phrase it in the term of MILFs and minors. A minor is 14, 15, 16, 17. You know, so at the end of the day, anything under 17 is a minor. Now, they don't have actual minors, but you're portraying as if you did. And who's to say? First of all, we have in America, you have teachers sleeping with little boys. You have these women teachers sleeping with these little boys. At the end of the day, do what you got to do. I don't judge anybody. I'm an alcoholic, so I can't judge anyone. You know, I don't have no judgment on no one and what they do, but it's illegal. You know what I mean? You can't sleep.
Well, nothing illegal is really happening. Like, I mean, you're putting...
No, not in that show, but you're promoting it as if it's okay to be illegal. You know what I mean? MILFs and minors. That means, so for someone that just, a casual person that's just flipping through the channels, and you're already a teacher, you're contemplating on sleeping with a 14-year-old little boy, and you see that, and you come across that, and you don't even watch the show. And you don't even watch that show. You say, oh, this is accepted.
Marcus, can I ask you a question?
What?
Is the name of the show MILF Manor?
That's what it is? I don't know what MILF is.
You're the best.
MILFs and Minors and nothing comes up. There is a TV show called MILF Manor.
Yeah, you know what? I'm equally an asshole because I'll tell you point blank. I don't watch TV. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because.
But I never saw an episode. I just saw. I thought it said Minors. I'm sorry.
MILFs and Minors, MILF Manor.
because it's kind of ridiculous and this is beyond TV. So I don't watch TV. So if you make up a, you see how he just said Milson,
and he sold it well.
I all the way believe him because I don't watch.
He sold it TV. Well, I really believed it. I was like,
all right. So I don't feel bad. I'm like, what a terrible
show that is.
You're a mess.
Yeah. Sorry. But anyway, but then they have something called 90 Day Fiancé.
Well, here, I'm going to go through these.
Yeah.
So first off, there's 1,000 Pound Sisters, which are two sisters who equal 1,000 pounds.
No. This is so
It's just like, No.
That's what we do now. There's no rules.
No,
like
show him the picture of the sisters.
No.
One is way larger than the other.
But.
This is not a 50-50 equation. This is about, that's about 70-30. That's like a 300
No,
pound.
It's about 60-40.
You think 600 and 400?
Yeah.
Chris, you're a health expert. Does that look like 400 on the left?
She's breaking five.
Really?
Yeah, she's a big
gal. The smaller one is breaking five. She's
women, a big gal. Women weight, sometimes I don't, because I don't know why. I don't because
of poor portions.
Yeah, right? Something about like a 300-pound man doesn't look the same as a 300-pound woman.
Yeah, the weight proportions. I mean, more men, I guess, show you, I don't know, muscle in there. And
by the way, if you have to pick, which one? The 300, the 400 pound or the 600 pound?
For shits and giggles?
Man.
Well, in real life, none of them, right? But
a gun to your head.
A gun to my head. Let me get the bigger one.
You got the bigger one?
Yeah, you know why?
Inquiring minds want to know.
I feel... it would be my duty in life give her one good time in life. You know, I feel like if anything could get you to heaven, you know, God would be like, you know, you, I don't like you. Like, you know, like God would say, you know, I don't really like you.
But I like
you. Man, I like you, man. That was really nice, man. You didn't have to do that.
I can't lie. That's probably one of the more logical things I've heard leave your mouth in
okay.
the time that I've known you.
Here's an interesting one. This is actually a better what if. This is a better what if, okay? Because there's a one called 1,000-pound best friends. So would you, and this is three women.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Okay, so these are the three women from 1,000-pound best friends.
Yeah.
Would you rather sleep with 1,000-pound sisters, which is two,
mm-hmm.
or would you rather be with the 1,000-pound friends?
To be honest,
1,000-pound friends. It's one white. It's two white women and a black woman. Yeah. They look a lot older, probably, than the 1,000-pound sisters, but they don't have that thing where their faces are starting to get like Shar-Pei puppies.
Yeah, starting to get deformed.
Yeah. So they're not necessarily. None of them look like they're as big as the 1,000-pound sisters.
Yeah, the big gal.
But you're still getting the same weight mass.
Well,
so
I would like
now,
again.
Okay, but what, no, like, what are you asking, like?
Would you rather the three friends, are they more attractive to you than the two
well,
sisters?
Well, throw out the whole attraction thing because there's no attraction okay. whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah. The attraction's been gone.
Like, real, like that.
It's been gone since hello. You didn't have me at hello.
I guess it's an easier because the one of the 1,000-pound sisters.
Yeah. She's dying.
Yeah.
No. No way. Imagine, like, wow. You said that, like my eyebrows should raise. You know, and you talk about sleeping with these women. Here's my whole thing, right? Like, never mind, okay, whether or not I'll do it, right? But you see, but now it's something where, like, a potential crime might be, you know, committed here because, like let's say you went to the, and this bitch strokes out. You know, there's a really good chance of something like that.
Yeah.
We're talking
yeah.
about, you know, when you're a bigger person, your heart is working hard as hell to this, to yeah. just about anything. We talking about
what if she's just laying there?
Hmm?
What if she's just laying there?
Well, okay. Even then, let's say she's really getting into it, right? What happens when you know you really get into it? Your heart pumps faster, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm laying on top of some, you know, say some fat bitch that stroke the fuck out. Like,
yeah,
she's on it. That's
blood on my hands right there, man.
But you know what, though? You say that.
So it started out as an act of goodwill, you know.
But it's still an act of goodwill because now you think about all of the young ladies that sleep with these 80-year-old men and they wind up dying, these men. A lot of these. Didn't that happen with Anna Nicole, right? Didn't she sleep with her husband one night?
He didn't die, I don't think, during sex, but he died while they were married.
Oh, I thought he died one day of while they were having
sex. No.
Okay. But again, if it does happen, still an act of kindness. I mean, where are you gonna get a suitable partner in that regard of in that life? And first of all, and you're in that kind of life and that kind of mindset of being okay with being damn near 1,000 pounds by yourself. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're okay with that mindset, normally you're not going outside, you're not hanging out with anybody, you have no social life, you have nothing going on.
Let me, how about this one, sister wives, the guys who
now
have-
that is a thing of beauty. And so
what's the premise with sister wives?
It's one guy who's he's in one of those was that the Mormons?
He's Mormon. Yeah, Mormon. Yeah, he's Mormon, and he has a couple of he has like five wives, and but now they're all leaving him. All his babies are
when
gone.
When one goes,
yeah, it's a domino effect. Once all of them go, they go. But to be honest with you, he's still in a great situation because if they all go, right now you just get a new batch, right? And on top of that, you have no child support. All your babies are old. They're grown now. They're old, right? 9 times out of 10, these women have left you because they already have a lifestyle.
These are his wives.
Oh, they're all raggedy. But no.
So you say you watch Sister Wives?
No. I've seen the commercial.
You're just blind.
No, they're just raggedy. But no, you didn't have to pick raggedy ones. That's his selection. And one of them, two of them was actually cute when they were first married. Because if you look at the commercial, you don't have to even watch these shows. They'll put out on the commercial the whole show. You don't even need to see it. It's a commercial. Like if you go on YouTube and just look at the show, they'll show you their past lives and all of this in one commercial. So and I think two of them were cute when he first got them. And then, you know, age.
Time.
Yeah. For all the times, you know, he's not kind to no one, so.
More Problemos podcast after a word from our sponsors.
Modelo beer. Why is it the best? Well, that's simple. It's brewed with the fighting spirit. And those who drink it know that because they have the fighting spirit. People like Fallon Fox, who was born in Toledo, Ohio, a small town girl who was actually born a man, but transitioned in 2006. Upon transitioning, Fallon Fox realized she had the fighting spirit. Not just in her need to transition, but her need to fight. And she chose to fight in mixed martial arts against other women. Many said she couldn't do it, but Fallon Fox, much like Modelo, has the fighting spirit and could not be stopped. Much in the way a cold Modelo can't be stopped when it comes to a good time and quenching your thirst. That's right, Modelo's just too damn good. Some would say it's an unfair advantage that Modelo has over the other beers. Just like people said Fallon Fox had an unfair advantage. But did that stop her? No. And does it stop Modelo? I don't think so. You know why? Because once again, both of them have the fighting spirit. And Fallon Fox's fighting spirit led her to a 5-1 record in women's MMA. Most notably, the time she got into a ring and literally beat a woman into submission in the first round, cracking her orbital bone, cracking her skull, and putting 17 staples in her head. That's the fighting spirit. Modelo, drink responsibly.
We now return you to the Problemos podcast.
How about, have you seen Extreme Sisters?
Which one is that? Now, that I've never...
That's the
I've
one where it's about sisters that are way too close.
Oh, yes. Oh,
and
that
like,
is beautiful.
The one is two sisters that married a guy, yeah. The same guy. Like, it's not a legal marriage, like they did like a ceremony, but legally they're not married.
Yeah.
But like, they sleep in the same bed
yeah.
with her husband. And they have a rule where whenever he fucks them, he has to do the same thing to each so it's even.
Yeah. He has to put dick in both of them. Yeah. That's a beautiful thing.
You know, this is...
And, like, they take showers together. Like, they don't like to be apart from each other.
Beauty.
Yo, look, I don't want to be the I don't want to be the person in this segment acting like I'm better than anybody because I'm not.
I understand that it's weird.
But, you know, like, but this is why I don't watch. Like...
Is it odd? Yeah. But again, I don't judge and I can't judge and I can't be in that position to say this is wrong and this is right because people are raised different, people have different cultures, people have different religions. So I don't have that in my heart to say, oh, this is absolutely wrong because that's not the way I was raised and that's not my thought process, but I can't be angry at someone else that has that thought process.
I feel you. That's more than fair, BC. You know. But at the same time, like, they're the reason why that's a show because it's unusual and fine and fair. But my whole thing is, where are your friends? Where are your how are you so closed off that this shit becomes a good idea? You know, like this becomes your lifestyle. You know what I mean?
Well, Mormons are raised around each other. And so, like, it's like how the Amish is. The Amish are raised in their own communities. So their friends are doing actually the same thing.
Oh, you talk about the Mormons. Right? Well, we know that that's an entirely different, like, lifestyle, right? But we're talking about...
Well, extreme sisters...
They're not Mormons.
But they're also... Mormons. But for the most part, those girls are twins. So mentally, they have such a bond together where if they're not going to marry a twin... They kind of have to marry the same guy.
All right. Well, they also, the same people who brought you Extreme Sisters, bring you the show Smothered, which is about...
Smothered is gross.
Mothers and daughters.
Yeah, it's gross. Because there was...
Also a show about Mama's Boys, where it's women even who more date gross. Guys who are, like, obsessed with their mothers.
Yeah. It's even more gross. And now all of this is all through commercials. You don't have to watch an episode of any of this. Just turn the TLC and they'll give you a synopsis of what they have on television, right? And with Smothered, I saw a clip of a young lady taking a bath with her mother at the age of 32. And it's just like, well, when is this going to stop?
you know, and again, when you're talking about like Extreme Sisters, and when you're talking about Smothered, like along the line, like I feel like any of these shows, you come at me and you tell me the premise, like I'll go back to the same question: where are your friends? Like how sheltered, how closed off are you from everyday society that again this becomes a good idea?
Yeah.
So all I want to know: who are your friends?
what's Smothered?
Do you have any? Like,
no, with Smothered, they did look normal. Like they were brought up in a normal setting, so to speak. Like, but I don't understand it at all. I guess the mother is more so. Like, I guess the father would have had to die, and this is all they have to hang on to. This he. Whoever their father is has to be like such an incredible man, and he's not there anymore that they have to hold on to each other.
Yo, look at me.
But again, that's just
odd.
I could
see something like that, but you know what, though? I could understand shit like this being like a phase. I could understand a phase. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a full blown lifestyle to the point that it's on TLC. So,
right.
What's the next one?
Seeking a Sister Wife. And this, I only picked this one because
delicious.
The image of this guy who's seeking a wife to join. This is the guy, the woman on the left is the one he's courting, and then his current wives are behind him.
Ugh, these are raggedy ones, but, three raggedies, right? You get three raggedies, that could potentially equal one decent woman. And when I say that, that means... They're doing things for you. They're not just putting dick in them. Like you're doing things for. They're doing things for you. Like they're
so bases are being covered.
Yeah, basic laundry. One of them has a job, so the bills are not too piled up on you. Or all of them could have a job, and the bills are not too piled up on you, which is a grand thing, you know. At the end of the day, and there's no kids involved, which makes everything so much better, because now this is you got money. You got money to play around with. You got three raggedies, and your laundry's being done. Your dishes are being done, and nobody's being exhausted. Nobody's overexerting themselves. You know, they're taking, you know, they're just taking shifts. And that's a good thing. Your feet are being rubbed. There's a good meal in the home.
Shift, like.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, three raggedies got to do something. Like, you're raggedy.
You got these bitches clocking in, like, in your mindset. You're working shifts.
You, well, what else do you need them for? I mean, if you're going to have three wives and they're not stunning.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, somebody's got to go to work. You know what I mean? Some work's got to be done.
What about the, do you watch the pimple poppers and like all the other like weird medical?
Yeah, I have a sty in mine, so I need Dr. Pimple Popper.
I don't watch TV now. If I were to start watching TV again, the first thing I'm going to watch a motherfucker's poppity damn zits. Like.
Well, no, she gets rid of like stuff like styes, paralomo bumps, I guess what they're called, on people's heads, their chins, their, you know, just abnormities that they have, and she just gets rid of them.
I mean, look,
I can't watch that. All that blood and all that, I can't watch that.
I just think it's fascinating that there's like a demand for, not so much a demand, but
did we start this?
People's,
yeah.
Oh, wait, this has started. I thought you were going to welcome.
Oh, we do that at the end.
Get the fuck out of here. Okay, well, all right.
It's too awkward to start out and be like, hello. I always do the intro at the end.
Oh, well, all right. So anyway, I couldn't watch that, though, because it's just too much gore.
Here's an interesting one. Too fat to transition. This is a documentary about two transgender people who have to lose weight before they can transition.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing is like a weird game.
So wait, they would have to lose, they would have to lose enough weight in order to get like the operation?
Yeah, I guess they're too fat to get transition surgery.
But at that point, though, are they men or women?
Sounds like
what do they start off as? And what is that?
I don't know.
It's like Pat, right? Remember that movie, Pat? Remember the movie, Pat?
That's the first thing that's, it was
androgynous. They look very androgynous. But if you're a woman that's heavyset and you're trying to turn into a man, unless your breasts are extra large, I mean, we have heavyset men.
It's I wonder what the reason is.
Yeah,
that you
like
need
it's
to
not a
weight.
Big deal. Like you could be a heavyset man. I mean, I don't.
Maybe
your breasts
they're
are too
so
large?
Big that they can't get to the.
Oh, to a private area.
Yeah,
but I actually recently heard about that. Speaking of TLC on that 90 Day thing, it showed a young lady that transitioned into a man, and she took part of her leg out to have a penis, and they have to connect it to her urethra so she can have.
They took a piece of her leg?
It's a piece of her leg, like a bone part of her leg, or you could do the arm and you attach it to her urethra and sew it, and you can have, and then somehow they make testicle. I don't know the actual procedure, but it's squeamish. But so apparently she always has a rod, like it's always
no. You say
pitching a tent.
You say rod, right? This is what I'm saying, because you go through all
like
this
you're not going down. Like it's always ready to go.
perpetual boater is what, because I was about to say, you're like, yo, you go through all this trouble to like, you know, turn a part of your leg into a penis. I'm just like, all right, well, is it gonna function the way a man's penis would? But now,
well, it's a bone, so how does it feel good to her? I'm not sure, but they attach it to her nerve, so I guess it feels good to her. And
well, the urethra is right below the clit.
Yeah.
So it must connect to the tissue
so
around
there. So
she can
pee out of it, and how she
if
can
it
have
moves, it probably moves the clitoris
vaginal
underneath.
Leakage. It's not real sperm, but it's still vaginal leakage that comes out of it. So it doesn't shoot, like she said, it doesn't shoot like a man's would. Like, you know how you
could. She's a dribbler.
Yeah, she's a dribbler, like a lazy cum. Yeah, a lazy cum. It's not like.
I can relate to that, but at my age. Really,
yeah, but whatever. You know, when you're young and you're shooting rockets off, she's not. Yeah. She's not scripting.
Far removed from the face. Yeah.
She's not spitting sperm in the.
You know what? The way you
women's eyes.
You explain it like this. I mean,
like, you know, like a gentleman.
I think
would.
You should have your own doctor.
You know,
show.
I'm actually impressed. I think a lot of thought went into it. Because it's one thing if you're saying, okay, well, I'm just gonna take this and that flesh and just put it around that area. Now you just got like some.
No, it's a bone.
Or as you said, a rod. I mean,
pitching a rod. Right? You just
if you're getting sensation. Yeah. I mean, a lot of thought was put into this. I'm actually impressed.
But my only thing is, can you break it? Because you can break a regular man's penis.
Yeah, but it sounds like even if you kind of like did, it doesn't seem like it would be like painful. Like,
and blood everywhere because it's a bone now. Because you got to think about it. You got to understand, penis is just cartilage. So bone. Could you imagine your bone being rocked back
and
forth?
Yeah, but you know what? I mean... the rod itself, I can't imagine a lot of nerve action, like where you're actually feeling.
It's excruciating. Could you imagine a piece of your knee?
Yeah, but the feeling is this whatever, you know, whatever, like, grinds against the clit or whatever. The rod itself, I don't think it's really feeling anything, though. Like,
well, she says she feels it. She says she feels like a real sensation when she's having sex with this young lady.
And through the shaft.
Through the shaft, because it's the... They engineered it that way, where all of her, I don't know. All of the sensation can go there.
Like a bionic man,
probably. But my whole thing is, wow, you know, like wow.
In a nutshell,
wow. I don't, you know, that seems no.
What about I know everybody watches the 90 Day Fiancé.
That's my shit. But those are pedophiles, for real. They had to get one of those dudes off of there, right? It was a guy, and my cousin put me onto this show, and I love it. But it is sad on so many levels. You see people get hustled. You see people really want love, and it's not there. You see,
there's a guy named Caesar.
Caesar is a black gentleman, right? And... not an attractive one, but just a weird.
And by the way, most of these guys eventually meet in person, the person that they're sending money to for years. This guy went years, never met the girl. And even at they do like the roundup show where they bring everybody on. She still didn't show up to that. And she sent a voicemail just basically saying that he was a bad guy, that he used her.
Yeah.
And like the guy just has to sit there. And I mean, it's the saddest guy I've ever seen.
Yeah. Sad. Real sad. And you know what's so sad?
He does nails for a living.
Yeah. He's a nail tech.
Oh.
No money.
I just.
No money.
You know,
he's just laughing at this guy who has no money. This poor guy sent 50 grand to a woman in Ukraine.
Yo, but
that's the best too. The one time he tries convincing her, he's like, "Why don't we meet in this?" I think it's over in Europe someplace, in some like war torn country. And he flies out there. He tells her he'll meet her halfway. So he goes to this like war-torn country and he's walking around and like he eventually like gets a text message from her. She's like, "Yeah, I missed my flight. Yeah, I'm not coming.
I'm not showing up." So could you imagine, right? You're middle-aged, right? This is when you got to think about God and everything, right? Because you got to think to yourself, you're a middle-aged man, you're a male tech, you have no money, right? You're eating out the garbage, right? So you somehow gathered $50,000 and you just gave it away. Right? Right? Not even, not to like the cost of living, not to nothing, not to a nice car, not even to a car that gets you to point A to point B. Just 50 grand gone that you'll never get back. And a young lady is in her home country living it up on your dollar. And not only your dollar. Now, I don't even know the exchange rate on 50,000 to whatever war tour fucking shithole she's in. Now, you got to think about that. So this bitch might be living super good now, right? So you're living super good. You're getting all the young dick of your age because she's a young baby, right? So she's getting young dick and having good times and having good meals with her homegirls on your dime. And you ain't never got to even smell her vagina.
Well, it brings me right back. Brings me right back to the question for all the other shows, man. Where are your friends? Like, you don't have one friend.
Oh no, these guys.
Oh no. He had friends to say stop this shit now.
Yeah, they.
They did. There was a man that said, "Hey, what the fuck are you doing?" Right, and he just kept saying, "I love her, man. I will tell you,
I watched 90 Day Fiancé, and I'm off it now because I have been watching Love After Lockup.
Oh, I can't watch that shit. That shit is sadder than sad.
It's basically these lonely dudes who meet women that are in jail and send them money the whole time they're in jail. And then when the girls get out, they always ruin these guys' lives.
I don't watch these shows, but I hear them. So I know about these shows being out, though. So they have that one, and then they have like the opposite of it, too, where like the women, like on women with convicts. What the hell are they called?
But no, the same thing. Love After Lockup. Women get conned. Men get conned. But the thing about a man and a woman getting conned, right? Here's the thing. You signed up to get conned.
Yeah.
You signed up to get... You are literally dealing with a con woman or a con man. They're convicts. Yeah. Like, so if you don't believe you're getting conned, then you're out of your fucking mind.
Man, listen, like I was saying earlier, there ain't no rules no more. There's no rules.
Oh, yeah.
And you combine the fact that there's no real rules when it comes to, like, the laws of engagement, combined with the fact that most people... You know, you got a lot of people out there that just... don't love themselves. Once there's no self-worth, if you ain't got no self-worth, that sets the table for all the shit we talking about right now.
Well, they said, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Motherfucking right.
Yeah.
More Problemos podcast after a word from our sponsors.
Modelo Especial. It's brewed with the fighting spirit. It's the best of all the cervezas. And man, it's an easy choice. Nothing hard to do here. Just grab a Modelo. It's not like watching Fallon Fox beat a woman in the first round by crushing her skull into goo. That is actually really hard. I'm watching it now. After the first ad read, I thought I'd check out the fight. This is really hard to watch. But you know what's not hard to watch is the way the Modelo pours. Good God, she is just destroying this woman. That's good God. I thought it'd be kind of fun to watch. It's really not. It's not fun. This is pretty brutal, pretty sad. This looks like something that should be on Nature is Metal on Instagram. This is really, wow, that is brutal. For such a short video, it's really powerful. You know what else is powerful? Modelo Especial Cerveza. You know why? Because it's brewed with the fighting spirit. Ooh, right in the beak. That's definitely where the orbital bone got broken. Modelo is crisp and clean. It tastes good. That's someone's daughter right there. Modelo, brewed with the fighting spirit. Drink responsibly.
We now return you to the Problemos podcast.
You gotta be plumb dumb. You know what I mean? You got to be plumb dumb. You bought a what? A Tesla? What are you, stupid? You didn't even funnel this money into Bitcoin to, you know, to go ahead and launder it.
You wanted the Tesla.
And you know what? You got it. Right in the penitentiary.
What's the highest crime a woman could commit that you would be waiting for when she got out?
I wouldn't be waiting for no bitch. To be honest with you, I don't value.
Okay, let's say you met a girl. It's her first day out.
Would I be with a woman that's been to jail?
What's the highest crime you're okay with?
Murder.
You'd be with a woman who went to jail for murder?
I know I've been probably with murderers. You have to think about what you're dealing with on a day-to-day basis. You don't know everybody that you think you know. Like, we assume that, oh, this lady's a nurse. Okay, but what did you do before you were a nurse? And are you a bad nurse? Or do you don't know, okay, she's a school teacher. Okay, what did she do before then? Or what did she do before that? You don't know people until you know people.
I finished doing a show, right? I leave this show and I get on the train to go downtown. And while I'm waiting on the train, I bump into this girl and she was asking some directions for whatever, right? So I told her because we were going on the same train. And no, we started chatting each other up and, you know, then she was like, starts flirting. So whatever, blah, blah, blah. Somewhere in the middle of that exchange, she mentioned that she had just gotten out of jail. Just completely volunteered this information. Like, I didn't have to know, there was nothing to make me think it. But I think, but she was like, she had done like 3 years or something like that. So, and you know, I'm a hard person to surprise, but I was like, okay, right? And then,
what'd she look like?
She was cute, you know, but made out a little bit, but then like I didn't really follow through. And I think the crime, what did she do? Laundering, money laundering.
Oh, okay. Sweet
right,
baby.
Right. You see, which on the surface, you know, whatever. Like, who's going to freak out on money laundering? I mean, uh-huh. I guess it fucking happens, right? But at the same time, it's like, you've been inside, right? And you're crazy enough. That's something I never needed to know. Let's say I hook up with them. There's no way that I would have. But you're nutty enough now that you're volunteering this fucking information. So now I'm wondering about your mentality, like your capacity to do some wild shit. That's what I'm thinking about. Fine, money laundering ain't no dark shit. But you might have some. You know, you might have dark
shit. Who knows
what
they do while they're
potential.
In there.
There's potential for you to do some wild shit.
Well, money laundering, depending on who you're money laundering for, or what organization you're in. It could be some dark shit. At the end of the day, we just don't know to what extent this came from.
I've heard women's jails way more sex than men's jails.
Well, it should be. There should be no
I heard
sex
it, I heard
in
it's
men's
constant.
Jail. Well, there should be no sex in men's jail. Who are you having sex with?
That's the best retort for there's a lot of sex in jail.
Well, what's going on?
Well,
your dick is supposed to be blue in jail. Are you kidding me? No way. I mean, unless you're married and your wife could come. But then it's just like, now you're putting your wife into such horrible conditions. People have just seen this lady walk in here.
I saw apparently like a lot of guys in jail now have like TikTok accounts and stuff.
They're getting creative in there.
And I saw one the other day of a guy. He introduced big Balkan like Hispanic guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sitting there and he goes, I want you to meet my girlfriend.
Oh.
And this white guy comes around a corner.
Oh.
He's got like lipstick or like yeah.
Oh, baby girl.
That's
oh.
like yeah. which I think it's one thing if you have that done to you while you're in there. But then for people, somebody to be like, I'm going to let this secret out of the bag before you even get out of here.
Before you even get home, we want them to know that you were in here, but you were in here. And it's like, oh, no, you know?
Yeah, I'm scrolling past that TikTok.
Well, you know, not only am I scrolling past.
Imagine if, like, you went to high school with that guy and, like, flipping through and you're watching this TikTok and all of a sudden you see some guy you went to high school with come around the corner.
Yeah, there he goes, lipstick. Candy. Yeah, young Candy. Hey, Candy. No, but that's sad, man. And let me tell you something. It could happen. That's that guy, George, What is his name? George
Soros.
No, not that
one. Oh, the one who won for New York?
Yeah.
Who lied about everything?
What is he? The gay, black, Jew.
No, gay, Spanish.
Gay, Spanish, Jewish. Jewish.
Which, and that's also not true.
No, none of it's true.
He said his family survived the Holocaust. And
he's from Brazil.
He said that he worked for Chase and all these other places. He didn't work for any of them.
None of them. He was on a volleyball team. Never.
Like, that's the one thing Marcus is like, he lied about being on a volleyball team.
Yeah, never. None of this is true.
He's also in trouble now for, he was apparently a staff member, he just walked up and grabbed his dick.
Oh.
That I heard.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. Look at him. Wow. Ballsy.
Literally. Man, like.
Ballsy.
Yeah, I walked up to him and was like, how you doing? And just grabbed him.
Wow. Good for you, huh? Look at that. We have come a long way.
From JFK to this guy.
To this guy grabbing nuts and in Congress. That's disgraceful. You know what's disgraceful about it, though? Is the fact that they were okay with him until the public outcry of, hey, this guy's a fucking liar, man. Get him out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else didn't really care. Like, the Republicans didn't care until, you know, all the public, the general public was like, no, this guy lied and get him out of here. But I don't know. I think he gets to stay, right?
As of right now, he's still in, but they're trying to find ways to get rid of him.
He doesn't get to leave.
I mean, if he's grabbing people's dicks, that's probably a quick way to get.
Yeah, you gotta leave.
Like, what's your thought process there? That, like, how do you, like, move in a way where you feel like you're just, like, beyond reproach? Where you,
I've never felt
go
comfortable enough to ever make the first move. Even when a woman tells me she wants me to make the first move, I'm always like, she might change her mind.
But your boy George, though, is just like,
no, he has no.
Yeah, he has no couth. But no, here's the thing.
No couth. I haven't heard somebody use the word couth in forever. I love that word, by the way.
But here's the thing. He has the same complex that a lot of people have. The God complex. He really feels untouchable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to feel untouchable just to do that. You just grab somebody's genitals and, nothing's happening. Like, what if this person that you did that to was crazy? Like, what if he was just crazy and killed you for something like that?
Or what if he grabbed your genitals back and, like, wouldn't let go?
Yeah. Or what if he just pulled your pants down and said, hey, is it that time? You don't know who's crazy, who's not. You don't know. You can't just do that to somebody.
You see, which is something like that, because, like, now I have to pull back that question. Like, yo, like, what's your thought process? Like, why do you think there wouldn't be repercussions for doing something like that? Now, you talk about the God complex, and that's a thing. And it's something where, like me, I'll sit back and watch people do all this wild shit, and all I'm thinking to myself is, like, yo, the brain is a very interesting organ because, yo, it would never enter my mind to ever do some shit like that.
Never.
You know? I think even more so than even just like him thinking he's untouchable, I think people genuinely think it's going to be well received. Like, I think it's not that he thinks like he's like, oh, I can get away with it. It's like, I think he thinks when he walks up and grabs that guy's dick, that guy's going to go, oh, yeah.
Right.
Like, it's not I don't think they ever think that, like, it's not going to be reciprocated, because I'm not saying that's what you're saying. I'm saying, like, I hear people say, like, oh, he doesn't care that, like, he's going to get in trouble. It's like, I don't think he thinks he's going to get in trouble. I think he thinks, right, like, it's going to go.
It's going to go smooth. And
right. And that falls in line with what I'm thinking, because that's how that dude's brain works.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's what I'm saying, from brain to brain. Like, there, if I live to be 120, like, I don't think there'll be a phase in my life where I'll just all of a sudden I'll think it's okay to go grab another person's genitals, you know, whatever, man or woman.
Mm-hmm.
It'll never enter my mind my whole life. Meanwhile, it's the first thing in the next person's mind, like, in that particular case. Same thing with, like, you know, same, like, you have to be of a certain makeup to actually kill somebody. Like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
Hmm?
I wouldn't be able to live with myself killing someone. I couldn't do it.
My dad has 2 arrests for road rage.
I know you know him. I don't know if you know the gentleman. Have you ever been to what was Joe's place that we used to go to?
Oh God, that fucking asshole that works the door with
don't tell his name. But anyway,
I don't know his name. I'm just saying.
But this guy would tell me stories about the 70s. And he's a bouncer or whatever, but he would tell me stories about the 70s on the same thing as how your dad was. He used to be a road rage kind of guy. And he had an accident with his Cadillac one time, and this guy cut him off, and he got but he knew the guy. Like, he didn't know him, but he knew where the guy worked. Mm-hmm. And he knew where the guy had to go take the train to. Like, he would basically take the car to the train, mm-hmm. right? So he said in the 70s, he followed this guy with his car, waited till the guy got into the train, walked up to the train with him, and now the guy's no longer with us, right? But and
I'll edit out the name of the bar now.
But again, this is in the 70s, right? This is in the 70s. He's telling me these stories that this happened. He said, you don't understand, the 70s was the Wild Wild West, right, in New York. And he said that he's done this a few times where he has chased particular people onto the tracks, and now they're no longer with us. And I'm just saying that road rage and being a being physical can get physical. It can go somewhere else. And I'm just shocked that we don't see it happening often. But to this guy's defense, you know, he no longer does this. Well, he's also like 90 now.
He's an old man.
Yeah, he's an old man now. But
without going into detail, given that guy's background and what I know about his background, now see that brain, I could see that happening.
Yeah,
I could see him having that in him based on his background, though.
He's sick.
He never ran out of shit to say, that dude.
He's sick.
Yeah.
He never ran out of shit to say.
Chris, you have anything?
Yeah, no, dude. So, yeah, you can catch me around the city doing
catch
shows.
Catch Chris Keys around New York City doing stand-up.
Doing shows in the tri-state
area. Look him up on Instagram. Yeah. You have Instagram? Is that what you use?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at Keysiology. That's K-E-I-S-E-ology. And, yeah, you can find me there. Also on TikTok under the same name.
Oh, I didn't know you had a TikTok.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like crazy with it.
Now, Marcus Van, you are off.
Oh, I'm off of all social media. I want nothing to do with it. I don't want you contacting me, and I will never be contacting you.
And you have a podcast. It's going to be coming soon.
We'll plug it on, coming out. And honestly, I'm just joking around, but I don't want social media only because I feel like people are less sociable when they have social media. But you know what's so crazy? I have seen some of us, comedians around the city, I've seen some of us on the internet. I've seen some of us on the internet, and I'm like, oh my God, that guy, he's on the internet now. What does that mean?
Why did that blow your mind? Like,
that's the greatest way to end
what?
The episode, is Marcus Mann saying, I saw a guy we know on the internet. Why is that?
Yeah. What does that mean?
What does that mean?
What does that mean? When you're on the internet, what does it mean? Does it mean something? Do you gain something?
That's deep.
Are you chosen, or are you choosing to just exploit yourself? Like, what is it? What's that? Why are you doing that? What's happening? What's going on? Is that something good or bad? You know, what are you doing? I don't know what they're doing. That scares me. So anyway, just stay tuned. Hopefully the podcast will be coming soon.
You're an odd brother. Let me tell you.
I'm just fucking around. But yeah, stay tuned. The podcast and the name will be coming soon. Thank you, guys. And thank you so much for having
me
here.
I love you too, guys.
I love you, man. Can I just tell everyone, Milton's one of the best people ever. We are here at his beautiful, humble abode, and I remember me being an alcoholic, sleeping on this very couch, and not throwing up, and he's a good guy to help me, and that's all. I still struggle with alcohol, so I don't judge people. You guys be all right.
All right.
You've been listening to the Problemos Podcast. Listen to all past and future episodes wherever you get your podcasts, including Spotify and Google Podcasts. Contact the show by addressing your electronic mail to problemospod@gmail.com.